No matter where you stand on the political spectrum, the word routine is certainly one which doesn't apply to American politics these days. The controversy surrounding the federal government and how it filters down to state and local agencies makes new headlines on almost a daily basis, with immigration topping the list in California. The situation is especially in the forefront for California's Latino officials. Some of them say the turmoil is actually stirring new interest in politics.
Latinos in general having conversations about how to be best effective in the future and what we can do to empower not just our own cities, but as Latino electeds, how do we represent the larger community? So it's not just issues around immigration, but I think it's issues around how we ensure that public education is accessible to everybody, healthcare.
That's Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia, who was part of an event called Latinos in Politics at Cal State Channel Islands. CSUCI political science professor Matthew Mendez put together the event.
California is at a historic moment. Latinos have become a plurality, a very small plurality. It's brought new questions about how we think about Latinos in politics, right? We're used to thinking of Latinos as a minority group that's sort of struggling for power and there are barriers. And what does that mean in the 21st century? When you have more Latino elected officials at all levels of government, and in leadership positions, you know, there are Latinos in positions of power, right? Meaningful positions of power.
While Latino representation is growing, it's still lagging behind population percentages. While nearly 40% of the state's 39 million residents are Latino, just 20% of the legislature's members are of Latino origin. In 2016, a study by the organization Leadership California showed that just 15% of city council members and 10% of county supervisors were Latino. Numbers like that are part of a push that's led to a number of Central and South Coast cities to change the way they hold council elections, shifting from at-large to district elections to try to improve representation. The Cal State Channel Islands professor says he thinks the percentage of Latino representation will grow, but will also continue to largely skew in one direction politically.
Latino political empowerment, right, it's going to continue to happen. The problem is that it's happening only on one side of the aisle, primarily among Democrats. So we're a Democratic-dominated state. And so we'll see Latinos to continue to rise to positions in power at faster rates. It's much, much slower on the other side of the aisle. What's happening in Washington, D.C., or what's happening with the people who are in power in Washington, D.C., doesn't reflect the entirety, the diversity of the American public. But Latinos will continue to be able to achieve certain positions of power.
While Latinos in politics was the theme of the event, the immigration controversy was the backdrop for the discussion. Ana Cubas is a longtime government official in Los Angeles and Sacramento.
We've always been on the cutting edge of public policy, whether it's environmental policy, whether it's educational policies. So I'm not surprised that we are way more progressive and ahead of the curve than the current federal situation. From a legal point of view, California's best position is to say this is a state's right. This current president, I think that's his belief. He feels the federal government should be smaller and that states have a right to determine their future that works in California's favor.
Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia pointed out that he's an immigrant himself. He's from Peru and didn't become a U.S. citizen until he was 21. Now he's mayor of a city with a larger population than Kansas City, Miami, or Minneapolis. He, like other officials at this forum, say they think the immigration debate is an issue which will eventually be settled in the courts. They say if anything good is coming out of the controversy, it's encouraging more Latinos to speak up and get involved with the political system. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.